Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm your host, Laura Adams. If you're a regular Money Girl reader or podcast listener, you already know that credit is an important part of your financial life. It affects what you have to pay for interest on a car loan, mortgage, or credit card. But many people don't realize that even if you don't have credit accounts or debt, your credit still determines how much you have to pay for certain types of insurance. In this episode, I'll tell you what a credit-based insurance score is, why it's used, how to raise it, and the states where using your credit to set rates is legally prohibited. A credit-based insurance score is a rating used by most insurance companies to help predict your risk for certain types of policies, such as auto and home insurance. Studies have shown that consumers with good credit file fewer insurance claims and therefore are less risky customers. And these studies have been done by federal and state regulators, universities, insurance companies, and independent auditors. In order for an insurance company to be profitable, it has to take in more money in premiums than it pays out in claims. So they're interested in how often you're likely to file claims and how expensive those claims will be. The idea is that the way you handle your finances says a lot about how responsible you are in other areas of your life, like driving a car or maintaining your home. So instead of raising rates across the board, insurance companies reward those with good credit by charging them less. It's important to understand that an insurance score is different from a regular credit score that's typically used by a lender or credit card company. Both types of scores use information in your credit report. However, they're trying to forecast different things. Insurance scores aim to predict your likelihood of having an insurance loss, while credit scores aim to predict how likely you are to repay a debt. When you apply for insurance, the carrier purchases your credit history from one or more of the three nationwide credit agencies, like Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Your information is added to the insurer's proprietary scoring model, or to one created by another company, like TransUnion's Insurance Risk Score. Your credit-based insurance score is never calculated using information such as your age, gender, race, religion, employment, or any other information that's not found in your credit report.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
So what is an insurance score based on? Well, it's similar to the factors used to calculate a regular credit score, like payment history, credit utilization, amount of debt, length of credit history, credit inquiries, and legal actions, such as filing for bankruptcy. In other words, you can increase your insurance score when you pay loans and credit card bills on time, don't max out credit cards, and never apply for more credit than you really need. But insurance scores hone in on patterns of financial management. For instance, applying for one credit card over a 12-month period isn't likely to have a negative effect. But getting several within a short period of time typically hurts your insurance score. Additionally, other types of red flags may include having multiple mortgages or auto loans with high average balances. These may be a predictor that you have a home claim or an expensive auto insurance loss in your future. When you apply for a new credit account or even an insurance policy, a hard inquiry is made on your credit report that can temporarily ding your credit score. However, under the credit models used by most insurance companies, the only inquiries that hurt your insurance score are those for new credit accounts, not new insurance applications. Therefore, due to the differences in insurance scores and credit scores, it's possible to have good credit but a poor insurance score. That means you'll pay more for insurance, or in some extreme cases, be denied for a home or auto policy. If an insurance company does deny you coverage due to information in your credit history, you generally have the right to get a free copy of your credit report. In some cases, you may have errors in your credit file that are dragging down both your insurance and credit scores. Always report errors and get them corrected as quickly as possible. For a video tutorial that shows you step-by-step how to check your credit report and correct errors, get my free credit score survival kit. Just visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says Credit Score Survival Kit. I'll also include a link in the transcript for this show. Insurance laws vary depending on where you live because insurance is regulated by states, not the federal government. In recent years, a few states have passed laws that prohibit insurers from using credit to set rates. For instance, if you live in California, Massachusetts, or Hawaii, insurers can't use your credit history as a factor when setting rates for auto insurance. And if you live in Maryland, home insurers there are prohibited from considering your credit. However, no state allows credit to be the sole factor in setting insurance rates. There are many other variables that come into play, including your driving record, annual mileage driven, and vehicle model. Home insurers must consider numerous property features, such as age, construction type, and location. To sum up,
By paying your bills on time and using credit wisely, you can build a good credit history that helps you qualify for lower auto and home insurance premiums in most states. If we haven't connected yet on social media, just go to Facebook and do a search for Money Girl. On Twitter, my username there is at Laura Adams, LauraAdams with no space. And for more exclusive money tips that you won't find on the podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter. Everything I've mentioned is on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. To read a transcript of this show, look for episode number 331, called What You Should Know About Credit-Based Insurance Scores. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.